天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是主持人何晨欣，很高兴我们在天路导向节目相遇。今天我们继续一位战士的写照，大卫的生平。麦克牧师将会和我们分享大卫怎样成为战胜的战士，神的战士如何靠着信心来战胜恐惧的。请大家安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're glad you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，非常高兴你再次收听这个节目。
The last time you've heard us speak, you heard us say that everyone knows what fear is.
上一次讲到，每一个人都知道什么叫恐惧。
You also heard us say that there is no such thing as a fearless person.
世界上没有无所畏惧的人。
We told you that there are two ways of handling fear.
我讲过有两种处理恐惧的方法。
Either let fear handles you or your faith handles your fear.
一个是让恐惧辖制你，一个是靠着信心控制你的恐惧。
Today, we're going to continue the series on David, A Portrait of a Champion.
今天我要继续讲一位战士的写照，是关于大卫的故事。
A man after God's own heart.
他是一个合神心意的人。
You remember that we left Saul was sitting in his tent, paralyzed by fear of the Philistine champion Goliath.
你记得上次我们讲到扫罗害怕非利士人的战士哥利亚而丧胆，在帐篷中呆坐。
Before we go any further in this story, I want to take a little time and give you my testimony.
在继续讲这个故事之前，我想用很短的时间来讲我的见证。
I want to give this testimony to the glory of God.
我讲这见证来荣耀神。
Most people start the race of life at the starting line.
多数人在起跑点开始了人生之路。
At least in that general area anyway.
起码也会在附近。
When I started 2 miles behind the starting line.
但是我却在起跑点两里之后开跑。
In 1969,
在1969年
I found myself in a foreign land.
我身处异乡。
With $700 in debt.
欠下了700元的债。
Because I left my country of origin quickly.
因为我离开家乡时太匆忙。
I couldn't get my academic transcript.
我来不及拿我的学业证书。
Consequently, I had to prove everything to the people in the new country.
因此，在新的国家里，我要去向人证明我的一切。
I worked during the day and I went to school at night.
我白天工作，晚上上学。
And this is what I want to tell you. Listen carefully.
请留心听着我所要告诉你的。
Had I sat down like Saul and began to calculate my assets and liabilities?
如果我好像扫罗一样开始计算我的资本和要承担的风险，
I wouldn't be speaking to you tonight.
我今天就不会在这里对你说话了。
Had I sat down and tried to figure out all the things that I did not have?
如果我坐下数算我没有的东西，
I wouldn't be here speaking to you.
我就不会在这对你说话了。
But I decided by the power of God to walk by faith.
但我借着神的大能决意靠着信心前行。
To trust in his supernatural power.
信靠神的超自然能力。
Because I believe with all my heart.
因为我全心相信。
That if you walk in fear,
如果你怀着恐惧向前走，
and not by faith.
而不靠着信心。
If you walk by sight,
如果你靠视觉向前走。
And not by faith,
而非靠着信心。
If you live by human calculators,
如果你靠人的筹算而生活。
If your life lived on the secular standards,
如果你按属世的标准而活。
I want to tell you, you are not honoring God who calls you by name.
你就不是归荣耀给那位呼召你名字的神。
You are not honoring God who loves you.
就不是归荣耀给那爱你的神。
I want to ask you this question.
我想问你一个问题。
And I want you to ask that question to yourself.
我也要你问问自己。
Don't go to sleep until you answer that question to yourself.
在没有答案之前，不要去睡觉。
How different would your life be if there was no Holy Spirit?
你的生命里若没有圣灵，会有什么不同？
How different would your life be if you have not been walking with the God of Israel?
若不是和以色列的神同行，你的生命会有什么分别？
To most Christians, it probably would make no difference.
对大多数的基督徒而言，也许并无分别。
Because we do not live in the supernatural.
因为我们不是活在超自然里。
We don't walk in the supernatural.
我们不是走在超自然里。
We don't believe the great things of God.
我们不相信神的伟大事迹。
We believe them in our heads.
我们脑子里相信。
But we don't function in the supernatural.
但我们不能体会超自然的能力。
We think just like everybody else.
我们就好像其他人一样的想法。
We live just like everybody else.
我们就好像每个人一样的过活。
We plan like everybody else.
我们好像其他人一样的计划将来。
No wonder the first Goliath that pops up in your life, he sends you running into fear and anxiety.
难怪当生命中出现第一个哥利亚时，就使你陷入惊恐忧虑中。
That was Saul's problem.
这就是扫罗的问题。
He quenched the Holy Spirit.
他熄灭圣灵的感动。
Because he did not live by faith.
因为他没有靠着信心过活。
Ultimately, the Spirit of God left him.
最后，神的灵离开了他。
And the spirit of fear haunted him.
然后恐惧的灵来扰乱他。
Paul says,
保罗说
that fear does not come from God.
恐惧并不出于神。
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
神并没有差遣惧怕的灵来。
Ultimately, when the spirit of God is quenched again and again,
最后当神的灵一次又一次地被熄灭时，
there is no neutral territory that you can get to.
你就再没有安全的地方可以容身了。
The spirit of fear will possess you.
恐惧的灵会占有你。
Young David comes into the midst of the war.
少年的大卫勇敢应战。
And he hears Goliath defying God and God's people.
他听到哥利亚向神和神的子民挑战。
David said, in effect, "Who is this midget who is mocking Israel?"
大卫实际上说，这小子是谁，竟敢讥笑以色列。
Now, of course, this is my own words.
当然，这只是我自己的话。
But that gives you an idea of the type of courage that he had.
但我想让你有个印象，大卫是多么有勇气啊。
Now, remember, by the time David came into the scene,
请记住，大卫在此出现的时候，
Goliath had been challenging Israel 40 days and 40 nights.
哥利亚一直在向以色列挑战已有40昼夜了。
All of this to heighten the intensity of this international crisis.
这一切都加强了种族间的紧张和危机。
When this huge man made his two daily appearances,
当这巨人每天出现两次时，
I want you to imagine this in a modern day setting.
我要你想象一下现代的版本。
That every time he comes out, all the television cameras start rolling.
每当他出现时，所有的电视录像机都开始拍摄。
All the newsmen want to come and ask him questions.
所有的新闻记者都要来向他发问题。
They want to know what he's going to do to Israel.
他们想知道他会要怎么样去对付以色列。
Every morning and every evening, Goliath comes out and draws the attention of the press.
每天早上和晚上，哥利亚都跑出来引传媒的注意。
All he could say is this, this is going to be the battle of all battles.
他总会说，这次一定要决一死战了。
And then Goliath goes back.
然后哥利亚跑回去。
Have you ever asked yourself this?
你有没有问过自己这个问题？
Why didn't God send David after the second day?
为什么神不第二天就派大卫去?
Or the third day?
或者是在第三天?
Or the seventh day?
或者在第七天?
Or the 22nd day?
或是在第二十二天?
Why doesn't God answer your prayers the moment you ask him?
为什么神不在你祈求之后就立刻答应你的祷告呢?
God wants you to exhaust your resources.
其实神要消耗你的资源。
God wants you to come to the end of your rope.
神让你走到绝境。
God wants to answer your prayer in such a way that no one can get the credit except God.
神之所以这样的方式来回答你的祷告，是要让你知道，除神以外，没有人可以做得到。
David, in fact, arrives right at the 82nd appearance of this Goliath.
实际上，大卫在哥利亚第82次出现时才到达。
He sees what's going on and he runs to his big brothers.
他看见这情景，就去找他的哥哥们。
And I know because I was the youngest in a large family.
因为我是个大家庭中最小的，所以我知道。
I can imagine how aggravating to the older brothers and embarrassing in front of their friends.
我可以想象他使哥哥们在众朋友面前感到尴尬而令他们生气。
This little boy running in there saying, "Hello, man."
这小子竟然走到那里口出狂言。
I can imagine in my own mind how David became an embarrassment to his brothers.
我可以想象到大卫是多么使他哥哥们尴尬。
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在说什么吗?
Do you know what they said to him?
你知道他们怎么对他说呢?
In effect, they said to him, "What are you doing here, little brat?"
事实上，他们对他说，你这小子来这里干什么?
A weak person will call other people weak.
自己是弱者。却嫌别人是弱者。
A proud person call other people proud.
自己骄傲，却指责别人是骄傲的。
A controlling person call other people controlling.
好支配人的会说别人好支配。
A distrustful person distrusts others.
猜疑的人呢，会猜疑别人。
And that's typical.
这是很典型的。
We always judge people by our own motives.
我们常凭自己的原则去论断人。
Someone put it this way.
有人这么说。
We always measure other people's wheat with the measures we keep at home.
我们常用自己的量器去量度别人。
This means, of course, that if we have a measure that has a false bottom,
这就是说，如果我们所用的量器是有漏洞的话，
then we are going to see everybody else as dishonest.
那么我们看每个人都不可信任了。
And that's what David's older brothers did.
大卫的哥哥们正是这样。
They projected their weakness on their younger brother.
他们将自己的软弱投射在弟弟身上。
And David asks three times, in effect, in this chapter, chapter 17.
在第十七章记载，实际上大卫三次发问。
What are the rewards of the one who kills Goliath?
若有人能杀死哥利亚，有何奖赏？
And three times they said to him,
而他们三次都对他说，
The marriage of the king's daughter,
就能娶王的女儿为妻，
A large fortune,
更有一大笔财富，
And a family freedom,
和免他富家纳粮当差。
Now some people have said that because of this, David had the motive of the reward.
有人说大卫的动机是想得到奖赏。
It may have been incentive, but certainly the text does not say that.
那可能是有鼓励作用，然而圣经没有这样说。
David had greater concern than the reward.
大卫所关心的东西比奖赏更重要。
David loved God so much that he vexed to hear God's name maligned.
大卫非常爱神，他听见神的名字受咒骂而发怒。
This was as real to David as somewhat of insulted his mother.
就好像有人羞辱了他的母亲一样。
The glory of God was David's primary motive.
大卫最根本的动机是神的荣耀。
The glory of God was enough to make David forget his fears.
神的荣耀就足以令大卫忘记恐惧。
That was enough for him to risk everything.
也足以使他冒任何的险。
Please listen carefully.
请留心听着。
David had just come from the field.
大卫刚从田野回来。
Where he was praying and singing and writing psalms.
他在那里祷告、唱歌和作曲。
He had just come from the very presence of God.
他刚经历过神的同在。
Therefore, he comes in with a fresh vision.
所以他带着清新的意象来。
He comes in with a fresh power from God.
他也带着神所赐清新的能力而来。
He was not in the middle of that fear-feeding frenzy that Saul's army was in.
扫罗军队惊慌狂乱时，大卫不在其中。
He was not in the midst of the rumor mongering of Saul's camp.
扫罗军营中散播谣言时，大卫不在其中。
He comes refreshed from God.
他从神那里重新得力。
He was up and alone with God.
他单独朝见神。
Therefore, he came down filled with the power of God.
所以他满有从神而来的力量。
Do you do that?
你有没有这种经历呢?
Do you spend time alone with God?
你有没有单独与神相处呢?
John Knox, the great English reformer,
英国伟大的改革家约翰·诺斯。
He founded the Presbyterian Church in Scotland.
他在苏格兰创立了长老会。
He was hated by Queen Mary, the Queen of England.
他遭受英国玛丽女王迫害。
They used to call her Bloody Mary.
人们称她为血腥玛丽。
Because she killed many evangelical and Protestant ministers.
因为她屠杀了许多布道家和新教徒。
One day, John Knox was on his way to court.
有一天，在约翰·诺斯上法庭的途中。
And he was warned that it might be better for him to postpone that visit.
他们劝他最好延期。
They said to him, the queen is mad at him.
他们说女王对他恨之入骨。
But John Knox kept on going.
但是约翰诺斯仍然前往。
He said the following.
他说
Why should I be afraid of the queen when I've just spent 3 hours with God?
我刚和神在一起三小时，为什么要怕女王？
And David gives King Saul a testimony about how by the power of God with his bare hands ripped up the lion and the bear.
大卫告诉扫罗，他曾靠着神的能力撕开狮子和熊。
Do you know what the heart of his testimony was?
你知不知道他的见证的中心是什么呢？
You see, there are some people can look back and they talk about all the wonderful things of the past.
有些人喜欢回顾和谈论以往那些丰功伟绩。
And they live on the memories of the past.
他们活在过往的回忆里。
But the real testimony of David was this.
但是大卫真实的见证是
that the God who did it once before
他要人知道神曾经如此成就过
will do it again.
就会再成就。
But David's testimony did not impact Saul at all.
然而大卫的见证并没有说服扫罗。
Saul did not understand.
扫罗不明白。
He was still haunted by the spirit of fear.
他还是被恐惧的灵惊吓着。
Saul wanted David to put his armor on.
扫罗要大卫穿上自己的盔甲。
Saul thought that his armor would protect David.
扫罗以为他的盔甲会保护大卫。
And in obedience to the king, David tried it on.
为了要服从王，大卫就试着穿上它。
Try to imagine with me the scenario.
请和我一起想象这幅情景。
Imagine David putting on this armor and he's muttering under his breath saying,
想象大卫穿起了盔甲，悄悄地说，
This has not done you any good. Why should it help me?
这东西帮不到你，怎么会帮到我呢？
Why should I wear this useless armor?
我为什么要穿上这无用的盔甲呢？
I imagine David wanting to say to Saul the following.
我想大卫想对扫罗说的是，
I have an armor that you cannot see.
我有一套看不见的盔甲。
It is called the Spirit of the Living God.
它叫永生神的灵。
He is the source of my victory.
它就是我得胜的来源。
Saul, you don't understand.
扫罗，你不明白的。
I don't need your armor.
我不需要你的盔甲。
So David goes out and picks up 5 stones, and he takes a sling and a staff with him.
于是大卫出去捡了5块石子，并拿着甩石的机弦和一支杖。
And he gets so close to Goliath that he can literally see his eyeballs.
然后他走进哥利亚，甚至近到看得见他的眼珠。
Now there are some people who said, "Why did he take 5 stones?"
然后有人说，他为什么拿5块石子呢？
Did David's faith falter, thinking that 1 stone will not be enough?
是否大卫的信心动摇，觉得一块石子不够？
No.
不。
The answer is found in chapter 21 and verse 22.
在撒母耳记下第21章22节就有答案。
Goliath had 4 sons in the army.
哥利亚有4个儿子在军中服役。
And they were up on the hill watching their father down in the field.
他们正在山上观望在田野的父亲。
And just in case the boys decided to come and help their father,
如果他们决定下来帮助父亲，
David wanted to be ready for them too.
大卫也可有预备。
He had 1 stone for each of them.
然后给他们一人一块石子。
And when Goliath came close to David,
当哥利亚走进大卫的时候，
He did not see the sling.
他看不见那甩石机弦。
He only saw the staff.
只看见那支杖。
And he curses David by his God.
然后他咒骂大卫的神。
He said, "Why are you coming after me like this?"
他说，你为何这个样子来见我？
Do you think I'm a dog?
你以为我是狗吗？
Are you coming after me with a stick?
让你用杖赶我走吗？
David said,
大卫说，
You may have all of the trappings of armors.
你可以有盔甲的一切装备。
But I come upon you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
但我是靠着万军之耶和华的名而来。
My listening friends, that's the secret of victory.
亲爱的朋友，这就是得胜的秘诀。
In fact, the next thing you hear was,A cry of victory.
事实上，跟着就是胜利的呼喊。
What type of fear is haunting you?
有什么恐惧使你提心吊胆？
What type of anxiety is stalking you?
有什么忧虑缠绕着你呢？
What type of phobia is menacing you?
有什么恐惧症威胁着你？
Identify it today.
今天就认出它来。
Take it up and offer it to the Lord.
把它拿出来交给主。
Say to him, Lord,
对主说，主啊，
I want faith in you that can overwhelm my fear.
求你赐我信心去克服恐惧。
I want faith in you that will give me victory over my fears.
求主赐我信心让我胜过恐惧。
That I may walk in the power of the Lord of hosts.
让我走在万军之主的大能中。
God bless you.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安翔的翻译。如果我们生命中没有了圣灵，没有与神同行，按着属世的标准来生活的话，那么就会越来越远离神。箴言16章9节说，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。求主帮助我们 赐给我们更多的信心，克服并战胜恐惧，靠着神的大能过得胜的生活。天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，您可以电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 daoxiang@良友.net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。